Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a pop of kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. Okay. Guess I shouldn't have expected better on that.
Thanks as always to our presenting sponsor, OCB Rolling Papers. OCB only uses natural acacia gum for an always sticks experience. Enjoy the show.
Coming to you for the first time from the Moon Tower Comedy Festival. I've never been to Moon Tower before, and this is also my first time doing a show here at Antone's in Austin, Texas! Yeah, it's Wednesday, September 22nd, and it's night one of the Moon Tower Comedy Festival. It's official, it says, I wrote it down right here. And I'm not only excited to be at Moon Tower for the first time, but we're doing Doug Loves Movies twice. That's right, Doug plugs. The next taping is Saturday at 4:20. Doug Loves Movies is also coming to Vegas, Washington, D.C., and more. Go get all the dates and deets at... Oh, man. We'll see how this goes. DougLovesMovies.com. Oh, you kind of got there. It fell apart by Ted Danson, but that's true of a lot of things. My guests today are three hilarious comedians who are all participating in the Moon Tower Comedy Festival. So let's get them out here. Please welcome Vanessa Gonzalez, Mike McRae, and Doug Mellor.
Hello.
Let's meet them individually and alphabetically. Starting with Austin comedy phenom Vanessa Gonzalez is here.
I'm always last, alphabetically.
What's that?
I'm usually last.
Well, if it's alphabetical by first name, but Gonzalez is, you know, way up there in the alphabet when we go last name like I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And how are you doing so far? This is your day one of the festival, so you haven't done any shows yet, right?
No, first show.
This is it. It's her first show.
Come. Don't let me down, y'all. Come on.
Yeah, it's on you to make Vanessa's first Moon Tower show a success.
That's right.
Has nothing to do with us up here. Mm-mm. And you're going to go straight from here to another venue to do a stand-up after this, right?
Yeah, I'm headlining at the Green Jay at 9 after this.
Yeah, so...
Don't let me down, y'all.
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing later, but that sounds like a fun thing to check out. Thank you for being here, Vanessa.
Thank you.
Now, I wonder who's next alphabetically. I'm going with Austin comedy phenom Mike McCray is here, everybody.
Oh, hello.
Checking his phone. What's going on with you?
I'm checking it to make, because I have a show after this, too, but I forgot what the venue was, so I wanted to be ready when you asked me about it.
What? Okay.
She had it ready to go, and I was like, it's a place nearby. I can't remember.
So what's your show?
It's at the Sunset Room.
Oh,
which
okay.
is around the corner, I think, kind of.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
I'm not really
by.
Familiar with the city that I actually live in.
Right. It's hard to keep track of these new venues.
I know. Everything's shut down,
clubs.
All these new places. I hate it.
Yeah, it's wild. And but you'll be doing shows all weekend here at the Moon Tower Festival.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
All over.
Do you have a new impression that you have been doing of late?
I've been doing it. I did a bunch like online during the pandemic. I did a bunch on Twitter and stuff. I just pulled out some random ones. Jeff Bridges is one that I did.
Oh, yeah. I think you did Jeff Bridges on this show once before. Can you give us
a... Wait a minute. I don't think I had it ready the last time that I came on here.
It wasn't ready.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it was, man. But, if you need it, if we're doing any Jeff Bridges movies, you know, we can work that in somehow. If you want. whatever you guys want to do, man. I don't give a shit, honestly. I beat cancer and COVID. Fuck it.
He did. He's a good man.
Oh, man, that's amazing.
Yeah. Jeff Bridges, everybody.
Hey, well, we'll just do this the whole fucking time, then.
He's played so many different characters. Like, which one did you watch the most to improve the impression?
Well, there's two poles. Like, he's great because there's like the Big Lebowski version, you know, where he's like this chill guy, but then he's like the bad guy in Iron Man, where he's like full of rage. He's this other Mo, where he's like, Tony Stark was able to build this in a fucking cave!
Wow.
From a box of straps! You're like, all right, this guy has a dark side to him. All right, Jesus. I don't think he said fucking, but, you know. It was an implied fucking in that line.
Yeah, and he kind of sounds like that when he says, not the Eagles, man, in the...
I hate the fucking Eagles, man!
Well, all right. Well, we'll see if there's any need for Jeff Bridges or any other impressions later on.
Oh, I will weasel plenty of them in.
I love it.
Everyone's annoyance, I swear to God.
I'm a huge fan of people who know me know I love impressions, so bring them on.
All right, man, you got it.
And finally, it's my friend, another Austin comedy phenom who left and came back, and he's my co-host on Wide World of Doug's. It's Doug Mellard, everybody.
Hey! What's up, dude?
Oh, you know, just hanging out at a festival.
I do a pretty good Todd Bridges impression.
I feel like I believe you.
I don't.
Oh, that was really what you... Todd
Sorry,
Bridges.
Guys.
Damn. Got everybody excited for that. How do you feel about these orange straps on our badges? I feel like Vanessa got the call, and she knew how to fucking match.
Well, I just came out of jail. So... It worked out.
That'd be a fun comedy night. Call it Orange is the New Hack. Well, as people know that listen to Doug Loves Movies, I like to ask everybody a question before we get to the games portion of the show of late. And we'll start with Doug Mellor to this question, because I believe he knows it's coming. You were just on the show a few weeks ago, I think. would you like to... no, I'm not asking, I'm telling. Recommend a movie. Could be any movie. I know you always bring some interesting ones when you recommend a movie, Doug.
I'll say I just rewatched that, what is it, Pete's Dragon?
You're asking me what it's called? This thing you just rewatched?
I can't think of the title, but it was pretty good.
It's about a boy named Pete and a cartoon and dragon.
And a dragon.
Yeah, I think that's Pete's Dragon. It's not Lord of the Rings, I know that. Can narrow it down for you. So, are we talking
the new
old
guy.
Pete's Dragon or new the Pete's new
guy.
Dragon?
I like the new guy. Did you not like
I
the new guy?
I heard they made a new Pete's Dragon, and I was just like, I don't even care about old Pete's Dragon. Like, what? Why do you? You're an adult with no children. Why are you watching? Why are you watching the remake of Pete's Dragon? Apparently, for a second time.
Because I got into gummies and stuff in quarantine, so...
Oh, all right. So your recommendation is just entirely based on, if you're really fucked up, watch the reboot of Pete's Dragon.
Right. 100%.
That you. What else can you tell us about it?
Not a lot.
Yeah. That's my favorite movie recommendation, is when pressed for details, the person recommending the movie knows nothing. just watch it. You'll find out.
There's a cool dragon.
How cool is it, though?
It looks good in the new guy.
Does
CGI.
It torch anybody to death with its
There's
flaming
several
mouth?
Deaths.
There are?
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, he gets... It gets dark.
All right. You're never coming on Doug Loves Movies ever again. You can't even recommend one movie with conviction. Vanessa Gonzalez, what have you got to recommend over Pete's Dragon?
This one is also more fun on gummies. Malignant.
Oh, we got a new one.
I've heard about this.
This is brand new, this movie.
It was hilarious, but also I couldn't go to sleep because I was scared. Yeah. You weren't scared?
Oh, man. This guy thought it was awful.
You didn't laugh?
This is a divisive movie.
Why are you asking him these questions?
Oh, like, sorry. Don't ask I can't talk questions. To you.
Yeah, don't speak to that person.
But yeah, I thought it was real fun, real stoned.
Yeah, Malignant.
And yeah, funny, scary. I had a good time.
It's on HBO Max.
HBO, yeah.
And in theaters.
Yeah, oh.
But you watch it at home.
Yeah, at home. I'll go see it in the theater.
You liked it that much?
No.
But yeah, wildly varying opinions on Malignant, not just in this room, in this situation, but I've just been hearing people really love it or they're not not into it. Mm-hmm. There's a twist at the end, I hear. A
lot of twists.
Oh, a lot of twists.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get ready.
All right. I heard it's Malignant.
It is Malignant.
So that's one twist they blew right there in the title.
Right.
Because we already know it's Malignant.
Mm-hmm. It's a giveaway.
Mike McCray, you've been sitting here thinking, how could I possibly name a movie that's better than some dumbass cartoon a horror movie that's streaming?
I'm trying to triangulate like what would be a third insanely different point. I'm going to say the Marx Brothers masterpiece, Duck Soup.
Well,
1933.
This is interesting.
One of the funniest movies ever made. I know people look like, oh, it's black and white. It's an old movie, whatever. It's super funny. It's a great satire about war. It's hilarious. You've seen it, right?
Yeah.
It's Duck Soup. It's a classic. Everyone likes Duck Soup.
Yeah, it used to. I saw it back when there was only 3 TV channels, and they would play it like on Saturdays because they thought, oh, kids might like this. And turns out a lot of the jokes aren't for kids.
You didn't even shoot these guys down like you were shooting me down.
What's his name in that one?
Rufus T. Firefly.
Yeah, he's always got. It's funny you knew who I started. What's his name in that?
I know. Yeah, yeah.
Groucho's name in that one is Rufus T. Firefly, and you can't go wrong with any Marx Brothers movie. I feel, but I just think these are all, but
especially those first five Paramount ones before they, you know, MGM. They went to MGM and then RKO, then back to MGM. Oh. But like the first five Paramount ones to me are the best.
What's a sucky one?
I mean, after Day at the Races, they start getting questionable.
Oh, okay.
In my opinion.
Night at the Opera was before?
Oh, yeah. No, that was the first MGM one. Okay. That was great.
All right. I still can't believe I have to write down Pete's Dragon. The new one. All right. Well, those are the recommendations we're going with. It'll be really interesting to watch. I assume Malignant will get all the votes.
Watch all three in a row. Just get high out of your fucking mind and then watch.
I think it's safe.
Dragon, Malignant, then Duck Soup.
It's safe to assume that there isn't a human being alive that's seen all three of these movies.
That could be.
I feel pretty strongly.
Except you.
I have not seen. I saw Duck Soup a long time ago. I have not seen Malignant yet.
Okay.
And,
I think you're right.
Jury's still out on Pete's Dragon for me. I don't know if Doug's recommendation is going to be enough to get me there. But, you know.
What are your notes?
We'll find out. What do you mean, what are my notes? It's the just entire show is written down. I don't just make it up as we go along.
But you're right. Okay.
Right. It looks like a fucking serial killer. I get it. There's a lot of things I have to write down. All right. So
it's
that's
detailed.
What's that?
I just said it's detailed. That's all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's very detailed and also hard for me to concentrate on when people are asking me about it. As I'm reading it, you're questioning it, which makes me question it. Thanks for visiting Recommendation Nation. Now it is time to play some games, and we're going to start with the OC or B game presented by OCB Rolling Papers. Hey, everybody. Today's show is presented by our friends OCB Rolling Papers. OCB is the largest rolling paper brand in the world and has been one with nature, crafted naturally since 1918. So you know they've perfected the process for a consistently awesome session time after time. In perfect harmony with natural, sustainable practices, the highest quality textile papers responsibly sourced and sustainably crafted have always been the OCB signature. OCB offers a full line of papers made with sustainable fibers, including flax, wood, organic hemp, bamboo. They've got them all in a full line of sizes in both booklets and cones. I gave away a bunch of cones in Irvine recently. I hope to give away more at future Doug Loves Movies tapings. No GMOs, no chlorine, and no dyes in OCB papers. All OCB papers are plant to puff. OCB makes their paper from their mill in Avion. That's a real place, to the factories that they own in Perpignan, France. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. With all fibers and packaging material sustainably farmed from within a 500-kilometer radius and the Always Sticks acacia gum grown in African fields that OCB has been reforesting for decades. Unlike most other brands that buy their paper from a third party, OCB oversees the entire paper-making process, ensuring a century of quality straight to your hands. And best of all, their paper booklets are made in a facility that's powered by 100% green energy. Again, so awesome. In 2020, OCB rolled out America's first ultra-thin, slow-burning bamboo rolling paper and cones that have been taking the market by storm. Using only unbleached French-milled bamboo, OCB is aiming to make bamboo your second favorite plant. Get it? As always, they are harvested responsibly, highly sustainable, chlorine-free, dye-free, bleach-free, even burning, GMO-free, and vegan. What? Ask for OCB wherever you buy your papers and sample the entire line of products. In the meantime, OCB has an unreal deal for our listeners. Visit OCBUSA.com/Doug to get four booklets of OCB and a rolling tray for only $4.99. This bundle's worth $20. Limited time only. Follow OCB on Instagram at OCBUSA to stay in touch with the natural wonder of OCB. Must be 21 and up to buy our papers and follow our social accounts. Back to the show. We're back, and here's how the OCB game works. The answer to every question in this game is O, C, or B. The letter O, the letter C, or the letter B. I'll start with, we'll go alphabetical, so we'll start with Vanessa. And I'll ask you a question, you answer O, C, or B. If you're wrong, then we're gonna move to Mike McRae, and you get to guess between the two remaining letters. And if he misses, then Doug Mellard gets the gimme point, because if he's paying attention.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Let's not make any assumptions here.
I mean, he's no Trey Gallion. He's better than him at paying attention at this part. And yeah, it is, if he can possibly pick up the gimme point.
What were the letters?
Oh. I mean, I don't mind saying it over and over again because they are a sponsor of the show. OCB are your options. Are you ready, Vanessa?
Yes.
All right, here we go. The first question, this is just for Vanessa. She's the only one that can answer. Which one, O, C, or B, is the first letter of the title of a Peter Fonda movie made in Austin in 1977? These will get tougher. I cracked myself up that I wrote that down.
I hate that everyone has masks so they can't mouth it to me.
Oh, I love that they can't mouth it to you.
I'm going to say C.
I'm going to say... Oh, what happened? My buzzer broke.
Is that the right buzzer?
It's supposed to go, and that means wrong, but it broke. I think the baggage handlers, when I flew today, had too much fun with it, or were too irritated by it, so they just smashed it. That's so sad. All right, so.
So does she get the point?
Vanessa is incorrect. Vanessa's incorrect, it's not C. So now we move on to Mike.
O.
Mike is going O. Any particular reason?
Wasn't that the two that are left?
Yeah, why would you choose O over, let's say, B?
Because it was on Golden Town Lake, was the movie.
See, that was a reasonable reason to do that. I mean, that's not why. I mean, that's not why you're correct. But you are correct. The movie was called Outlaw Blues.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, good old Outlaw Blues. Now everybody knows it. Now everybody's into it. And Mike has 1 point. Doug Mellard, are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right.
B.
Do you want to stick with that? That's your pre-guess?
No.
Are you sure you don't want to stick with that?
We'll see.
Okay. Austin filmmaker Richard Linklater has never made a movie that begins with two of the three letters O, C, and B. So which one has he made movies that begin with?
What? He has made it with B.
You have to do math.
He made it with B.
That is correct.
My pre-guess.
Yeah, your pre-guess was right. That's why I wanted you to stick to it. Before sunrise, before sunset, Bad News Bears.
Boyhood.
Before midnight, Bernie, and Boyhood. Like, the motherfucker makes a lot of B movies. Yeah, Richard Linklater's into B's.
What's he got against O and C?
Because he's too busy with all these before movies. Three of his movies start with the word before, so that's pretty wild. All right, Doug's on the board.
It's my first point ever.
You've gotten points before. All right, so now we're going to start with Vanessa. Yeah.
Sure?
Sure. This is your chance to tie it up, Vanessa.
Okay.
O, C, or B? Which is the first letter of the name of the character played by Matthew McConaughey in Angels in the Outfield?
If you don't get
if
this.
If you knew this, I'd be so mad.
What is it?
O, C, or B? All you gotta do is pick one, and you might be right.
How would you not know the answer to this question?
He's in the audience.
Andy has a microphone.
I'm going to be extremely offended if you don't know
this. I'm going to go with C.
Does this room of people want Matthew McConaughey to run for governor? Oh, the excitement is palpable.
Of course I do.
Yeah. Literally anyone else
yeah.
is just how we feel.
Get Greg Abbott out and we're good.
Yeah, sir. Also, Morton Beto fucking O'Rourke.
Say what?
I wouldn't say anything about that.
I said Morton Beto O'Rourke.
What about him?
He jumped into the race.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he's doing it too. All right.
I said C.
Yeah. You did. Then I would make the incorrect sound, but it broke.
Oh damn, you did it.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, no.
So that answer is not correct. Moving on to Mike. O or B, the first letter in the name of the character played by McConaughey in Angels in the Outfield.
Well, I see that movie, Angels in the Outfield. I was a young man back then. My character's name is Obadiah. I'm going to go with O.
I bet you I bet you when he showed up on the set,
I know where the truth
he
is.
Wanted to be called Obadiah, I'm sure, but they went with clearer heads prevailed. Doug Mellor.
B.
You're going to go with B?
It was Beelzebub. He played the devil.
Yeah.
In Angels in the Outfield.
Oh, he was against the angels.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he was just named Ben. God. Damn it. So Doug Mellor wins that game.
Is Obadiah the Jeff Bridges Iron Man character?
He is Obadiah Stane.
Yeah, that's a
good
fun,
number you have there.
Fun coincidence. Yeah. So here's my tiebreaker question, just for fun. Okay. But Doug won that game. O, C, or B, which is the first letter of the name of the character played by Matthew McConaughey in a short film called Making Sandwiches?
Oh, I know this.
B.
From 1998. Why do you say B?
Because all the answers have been B.
Except for the one that was O. Yeah, his name in this movie, this short film, Making Sandwiches, his name was Bud Hoagie. Yeah, sounds like a hilarious short film that we should all try to check out. But, all right, so Doug Mellor, that means you get to go first in our next game, and we're going to play that game right after this. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, we are back. That was an exciting break. We had a lot of fun during that break. And now it's time to play a new game that we've played a couple times that I'm very excited about. It's called Who Has My Pig? Mike McCray, how's your Nicolas Cage these days?
Not good. I'm not even going to attempt it. Other people.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I know. I'm not going to step into territory that I'm not good at.
All right. Well, then you're going to have to listen to my shitty Nicolas Cage impression. You're now impressionist number two who said, I don't do Nicolas Cage, which to me seems the most obvious and easiest choice in the world for a impersonator to do. But yeah, you guys are too cool for Nicolas Cage. So I'm going to do my Nicolas Cage.
I want to hear it.
You're gonna hear it.
I'm gonna learn.
You're gonna hear a lot of it. And I don't know if you're gonna want to steal it. It's not good. It's just Nicolas Cage in the movie Pig, where he plays a man whose pig is missing, and he's pretty sure it was stolen. So for most of the movie, his dialogue consists pretty much just of, "Who has my pig?"
Oh, that was good.
That was good.
All right, but that's the only, I can't, you know, just start talking as Nicolas Cage. I can only say,
"Who has my pig?
Who has my pig?" So.
I love it.
Yeah, okay, well, as long as it's perfect,
I guess
we can move on. The movie is very, it's something. Who's seen Pig? Two people. But you liked it, though, right? Yeah, see, you liked it, so. I don't know what else to tell you. You guys got it.
Can I do another line from the movie?
You know another line from the movie?
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
That's the only voice I
mean, remember. You're lucky the pig is around for a while in the beginning, because once the pig goes missing, you don't hear that noise anymore.
But you have to establish the pig.
You do. Yeah, no, they established the love between Nicolas Cage and his pig. So I'm going to do my Nicolas Cage impression from the movie Pig, talking about another celebrity who he thinks has his pig. There will be clues as to who that person is in my lines as Nicolas Cage. So guess as often as you like. Only the people on stage get to guess. And as soon as somebody gets it right, no, just yell it out into your microphone. I hope those sandwiches you're making don't have any pig in them.
Matthew McConaughey.
That is correct.
Oh, Bud Hoagie. Bud Hoagie for the win.
That could have been anyone.
A lot of people make sandwiches.
It was the person we were just talking about making sandwiches.
This was planned. This is malfeasance.
This is the rest of it. I hope those sandwiches you're making don't have any pig in them, or you're going to be an angel in the outfield. All right.
I want to see that movie.
You might. There's a Nicolas Cage movie coming out where he plays a bunch of the characters he's played in previous movies.
No way.
It sounds crazy. He says he doesn't want to see it. He's like, I don't need to look at it. I know what happened and I did it, so I don't need to watch the movie.
Ready Player Cage?
Yeah. That's totally what it is. All right, so Doug's on the board with 1 point in Who Has My Pig? Here's the second round. I will always love you, but if you have my pig, I will hunt you down from nine.
Liam Neeson.
What's that?
Liam Neeson?
No.
Shit.
Whitney Houston.
No. I will always love you, but if you have my pig, I will hunt you from 9 to 5.
But Dolly Parton.
That is correct.
Holy shit.
Vanessa is on the board.
Always good to get on the board with Dolly Parton.
Right?
That's nice.
She's the best.
Love
also,
her.
It's very good to know that you do not take very close attention to Taken. That's not what my line was. Watch it again and learn, young man.
Holy shit. That is the best Pierce Brosnan perhaps I've heard.
Literally everyone can go fuck themselves.
Do you do Liam Neeson in, remember in Lego Movie when he had like that, like two voices? He had like the cop that was mean and then the nice cop.
Oh, the nice cop,
and like he tried to do like a high pitched voice, but it's Liam Neeson. So it's like, it's so funny hearing him talk like this.
I saw my kid, but I was drunk, so I don't remember.
Nice. Yeah, that's what happens. Doug Mellard gets drunk and watches Pete Dragon. Pete's Dragon, he doesn't even have kids.
I have an excuse.
Yeah, you got a kid to take to the drunk movie. drunk movie show. All right, here we go. It's a very exciting game. Vanessa has a point, Doug has a point, and Mike, this is your chance to get on the board.
I thought I had 1 point.
Yeah, in the first game, but now we're playing a new game. Yeah.
Then roll over.
Okay. No rollover points. And the winner of this game only gets to go first in the next game. It's not really that big of a deal. All right, here we go. Are you dirty dancing at a roadhouse in heaven?
Patrick Swayze!
I think, can we rewind the tape? That was like the same exact time. That sounded, and you even both said Patrick Swayze, right?
Yeah.
Nobody tried to jump on just Swayze to get it over with quicker. That's pretty, pretty impressive. But here's the full line. Are you dirty dancing at a roadhouse in heaven to Wong Fu? All right, so since Vanessa and Doug each have 1 point and they tied on that last one, I'm going to ask you to sit this next one out, Mike. And it's just going to be between Doug and Vanessa, just That's to fair. Determine the winner of this one game. Are the two of you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm all ramped up with the Roadhouse quote.
You do love that movie.
Oh, man. The best line in any movie ever. Hey, Vodka Tonic, you want to get nipple to nipple? Ah.
There's so many great lines in that movie, and that's the one that you...
It's the worst. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Like, who says that?
Yeah, who says that in that movie?
It's just like a guy.
That guy in the bar that ends up getting in a bar fight immediately after saying that.
Yeah, somebody gets beat up immediately. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. I think that guy was a comedian who he's since passed away, but he is a I think he's a comedian. I think his name was Christopher Cross, not the singer. Yeah, it's a complicated story. Sorry, I brought it up. I don't know what I was thinking.
Anyway, he's dead.
Yeah. The bottom line is the guy that says that sexist thing in the bar fight scene in Roadhouse, he's dead. Yeah. So we can forgive him. All right, I got to get back into Nicolas Cage mode.
Concentrate.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Eric Estrada.
Chips.
Eric Estrada who?
Eric Estrada from Chips. All right.
No, we're playing.
What's that?
Is that the clue?
No, that was me warming up my Nicolas Cage. I was warming up my Nicolas Cage voice.
From Mandy.
Confusing everybody.
God damn it.
All right, this is really it. It's just Doug and Vanessa. Whoever says this name the fastest, the soonest, the quickest.
Bob Costas.
What? Do you want to lock in that pre-guess?
Yes.
No, not at all.
Do you have my pig, Meryl Streep?
Meryl Streep?
That is correct.
Yes.
Those get easier as they go. How that works. So, Vanessa, congratulations. You won. Who has my pig?
That was confusing.
I was very confused.
You did it. I can't believe it. And that means, what does that mean, Mike?
I'm out?
Nope. It means that, don't be sad, little boy. It means that Vanessa gets to go first in our final game, which you could still win and win the whole thing.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And we're going to do that right after this break.
Another break.
Can you believe it? Let's go listen to words about Squarespace or some shit. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We are back and we are ready to play our final game. Is everybody fired up? Let's do this, Moon Tower. This is the game we call Last Person Standing. And in this game, I am going to get the name of an actress from an audience member. And then we're all going to take turns, everybody on stage, myself included. We're going to take turns naming movies that that person was in. If you can't think of one, you're out, but you do have one lifeline. You can go to the person whose name tag you chose to help you one time. Yeah. Yeah, point him out, Mike. Who is it? What are you, playing
don't
for?
Fucking fuck this up.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say go to the lifeline kind of early if you don't want them to fuck it up, because if you go late, then they're going to be like, I don't know. So Mike is playing for... Adventures in Katie Sitting, that's right. And Vanessa's playing for Zach in The Habit 2, Sister Act 2.
Sister Zach 2.
Sister Zach. And Doug is playing for Justin
Bruges.
In Bruges, by the way. Great movie.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, so Justin Bruges is possibly going to win today. Now, if you think you have the name of an actress that we haven't played for however many episodes I've been doing this, every episode since we've been back doing live shows, I've got a name of an actress that's been in my wallet since before the pandemic started, because we started this before that. So there's an actress's name in my wallet. And if the person who names that actress, if they match today, they'll win $250 cash.
Ooh.
Yeah. And if they don't win tonight, I'm going to add $20 and it'll be $260 on Saturday. Yeah. So... Whoa. If you think you have a name that's going to be the one, raise your hand. Let's go. This lady in the front row right here. Yes, you. What's your name?
Nikki.
And what's your suggestion?
Charlize Theron.
That is not the name in my wallet, but it is a terrific name for this game. But now I have to look at my competitors. How's everybody feeling about Charlize Theron? Because I can get a second name.
Yes.
And we will name movies from both of those people. So how do you get a second name? Is that what everybody's thinking?
I feel good.
Vanessa feels good.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel, Mike, about just Charlize?
I have so many names.
Do Charlize.
Yeah, do you do any lady impressions?
You are literally the third person who's ever asked me that, and the first man.
That makes me feel special.
I think Christiane Amanpour from CNN was the only one I've only ever done.
Oh.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's some Christiane Amanpour from CNN.
Not a magic part. She had this like show called Love and Sex Around the World that she like tried to put. They did like three episodes of, and then I made fun of it for a while on this show that I contribute to, and it was just like, to try to remember like a. Hello, I'm Christiane Amanpour from CNN. Over the years, I've traveled the world as a journalist, covering war zones, refugee camps, and all sorts of things. But now I just want to talk about sex.
I love that.
That's all I remember from you. I did that one time. That's all it ever was.
That's my favorite.
Can you do her saying, "Who has my pig?"
I'm Christiane Amanpour from CNN. Who has my pig?
That'll be a new wrinkle on that game. Do like different reporters.
Kind of sounds like the.
I'm Jake Tapper from CNN. Someone has my pig.
You were saying something, Doug?
Kind of sounds like the lotion guy in Silence of the Lambs.
Buffalo Bill. That'd be so funny if in the end credits his name was Lotion Guy.
What was it, Buffalo Bill?
There's my name.
I'm Christiane Amanpour from CNN. You don't know what pain is. Was she a great big fat person? Yes, she was a big...
These are quotes from the... From the serial killer.
They're
character.
Movie people. They mm-hmm. know this.
They know. They know.
They know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. We need another name. Wow. The whoop and the hand up. What's your name?
Me? Hi, Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Hi.
What do you suggest?
Rachel McAdams.
Rachel McAdams. I know Doug Mellard's not excited about that development.
0 for 2.
But Vanessa's very thumbs up, Rachel McAdams.
Love you, Vanessa.
Yeah. I have plants.
Yes, sir. No.
That, of course, is not in my wallet, that name, but she is a terrific actress.
Damn.
Yeah. This is really, it's been interesting how long.
I got her name in my wallet, man. I didn't even want to explain why. I just got her name written on a piece of paper in my wallet. Rachel McAdams. Don't ask. Fucking why, man. Don't ask questions.
Who is that supposed to be?
You don't want to know.
Just a generic character.
Yeah, it's just me, man.
Are you running for governor?
Maybe I will be. Fuck it.
That's the attitude they need around here.
Maybe I will fuck it.
Yeah.
Maybe I will fuck it. Maybe I'll fuck it.
I'll do whatever I want. Abortion's gonna be legal and illegal at the same time. Fucking figure that out, man. I'll do it. I don't give a shit. I'll figure it out. How about Lori Singer? I don't know. I don't want to suggest nothing.
Lori Singer from Flashdance?
I was trying to go deep cut, yes.
That was a super deep cut. I can't think of any other movie she was in.
The Man with One Red Shoe.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, we still need another name. And the lady that said, ooh, over there, what's your name?
Lori Singer.
She says she suggested Lori Singer.
She didn't say Lori Singer. Stop saying. What's your name?
Caitlin.
Caitlin? Okay, Caitlin.
Tilda Swinton.
Is anyone even looking at Doug Mellard when they make these suggestions? Do you know what you're doing to that young man? He doesn't know. He doesn't know from Tilda Swinton. It's funny too. All three of these names have come up since I've been doing the giveaway. So I like that no one's keeping track of which names have already been spoken. Let's get this front row gentleman right here. What's your name?
Andy.
Come on, Andy. Let's win that money. Penelope Cruz is not in my wallet, and I have to draw the line at four names because that's just crazy. So we'll up the ante for Saturday's show if anybody wants to come and try to win the money.
Enjoy winning.
And the names are Charlize Theron, Rachel McAdams, Tilda Swinton, and Penelope Cruz. Vanessa starts us off. Then we'll go to Doug, then to me, then to Mike. You can name a movie that any of those four actresses. Yeah.
Oh, any of
them. All four.
Yeah, I think it's
all
easier.
Four have to be in the movie.
Easy. Done. Simple.
There's a bunch of them.
I can't even think of one that any two of these have been in together, but I'm sure it exists. But anyway, so don't. Let's get serious here and start with Vanessa.
I'm going to say The Notebook.
Rachel McAdams. I love it. I mean, I don't love the movie, but no. I love the answer. Doug Mellard.
Mad Max Fury Road.
Charlize Theron. I'm going to say, just a few weeks ago, I fucked up and said a Charlize Theron title wrong. So I won't be doing that again tonight. I'll stick with one that I know I can pronounce. And it stars Penelope Cruz, Vicky Cristina Barcelona. Doug?
No, Mike. Mike hasn't gone.
I'd like you to go again, Doug. Mike.
I'm going to say a little masterpiece called Michael Clayton.
Co-starring George Clooney.
Yeah, no one was able to identify that. That's fine. That's not why I'm here, Doug. I'm here for the movie trivia. That's why I'm here. And it's Tilda Swinton, by the way. That's what I'm getting at.
Was in which one? Oh, Clayton, Michael Clayton.
She was, wasn't she?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I think she won an Oscar for it.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah. Nobody. All right. Now it's back to Vanessa.
I'm going to go with Wedding Crashers.
Rachel Whoa. McAdams. Oh. Yeah. Doug.
Vanilla Sky.
Oh. Penelope Cruz. She and Tom Cruise had the same haircut in that movie. I'm going to go Burn After Reading.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ah. Ooh. Tilda. Mike.
Monster.
Another Oscar, or the Oscar that Charlize won. Vanessa.
Mean Girls.
Yes. Yeah. That might be, of all those four actresses, that might be my favorite movie.
And that one was of, one Tilda of them Swinton?
Yeah, she was the bitch in the high school.
She could play a mean girl.
Yeah.
I'll go The Beach.
Oh. The Beach. Who's in The Beach?
Tilda.
She is?
Yeah.
Okay. Got some guy in the audience confirmed
she's
it.
The bad hippie.
Okay. I'm going to do my impression of Ray Romano giving away the Oscar for best makeup. This really happened a couple years ago. The winner is... Bombshell. That's also my answer, Bombshell.
Hamon.
Oh.
Which I know about from Mr. Skin. Never seen it.
So you typed in Penelope Cruz on Mr. Skin and that's what comes up? Hamon.
I don't use that site, but like in other sites, yeah, it comes up on them.
Oh. All right. I just thought of one where she's got a like a naked boobs scene, but I'll wait my turn. Vanessa.
I'm gonna go with Volver.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
It's a good one.
Yeah, Pedro Almodovar. Doug.
Doctor Strange.
Oh yeah.
Cracking the Marvel thing.
Excellent
open.
Point. Yeah,
that's gonna be in play.
Yes, crack that Marvel thing. Oh, I just thought of something else we could crack too. But I'm going to go for Penelope. I'm going to say the movie I was just talking about. Get this out of the way. Elegy. Yeah, right? Who's heard of that? Mike?
My turn?
Yes.
Devil's Advocate.
Yes, with Keanu.
Yeah, and someone else too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hoo-ha.
I'm a fan of men. No one fucking remembers this movie, for Christ's sake. Jesus Christ. I overacted in that more than fucking anything I've ever fucking done. Nobody remembers. Fuck you.
He played a blind guy, but his eyes were wider open than I've ever seen them.
Because I was playing against type. It was a choice I made.
Yeah, it was a choice, all right.
I made a lot of choices.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. How long can we...
I'd like you to disappear like Hoffa. Vanessa?
Oh, I just watched this, and it was... not good. About Time.
Oh, Rachel McAdams. Mm-hmm. Why is she in multiple I'm in love with a time traveler movies? Like the second time she read the script and go, yeah, there were some things we missed that first one. We really didn't tackle all of the issues that come with falling in love with a time traveler.
There's just so many types of time travelers.
Yeah, there was hunky time traveler and time traveler's wife, and there was nerdy time traveler in About Time.
Very diverse.
Yeah. All right, Doug.
Constantine.
Okay. You could have said time traveler's wife, but okay.
Damn
I'll
it.
Take it.
Damn it.
Yeah, I'll say time traveler's wife. Banana, banana, banana. Mike.
Orlando.
Oh, yeah. Tilda Swinton, all dressed up like royalty. Looks boring. Vanessa.
Spotlight.
Yes. What an ensemble that cast was. Michael Keaton, chewing gum.
Hey, come on. It's my Michael Keaton. It's my only Michael Keaton.
I swear.
Hey, come on. Come on. Just a little bit. Come on. Just get...
I think if he doesn't have gum in his mouth, he still does that with his mouth, like he's got gum in his mouth.
It's just still gum.
Go-to come move.
On. Just get. Just taste. Come on.
Is it Doug's turn?
Yeah. And I think I already have to go to my lifeline.
Okay.
Justin.
Justin Bruges, what do you suggest Doug do at this point?
Any of the four
right. Actresses, just give us one title.
Just look on your phone.
Oh, damn.
Blow. What?
Blow?
Penelope. Penelope Cruz and Blow?
Yeah.
Good
Thanks,
job, dude.
Justin.
You did it. You fixed it so Doug will be around for another 45 seconds. Maybe a minute. Depending on how long the rest of us take, I'm gonna go Charlize and say 2 days in the valley. Mike.
Young Adam.
Oh.
Tilda Swinton.
Yeah.
And Ewan McGregor.
Yeah. It's another one you took your kid to.
He was drunk that time.
Vanessa?
We need to talk about Kevin.
Okay, but answer the question.
Oh, nice.
I love that people are excited about we need to talk about Kevin.
It's dark.
Then there's that TV show, Kevin Can Fuck Himself. Which nobody, it feels like nobody watched that show. Doug, it's back to you again.
Well, I hung in more than 45 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Pete's Dragon. Is Tilda
Which
Swinton.
One? Which
Tilda
one?
Swinton. She
no,
was in
which Pete's Dragon?
She plays the dragon.
I mean, it's the perfect part for her. Oh, shit.
Was she?
Huh?
Oh, I thought you were saying, oh, shit, like you found out she was.
No, I just remembered, and I just unlocked another thing that might unlock more titles, but you're, of course, out. So, so this won't be good news for you.
Oh, shit.
But Tilda Swinton, it was in the Grand Budapest Hotel. Yeah. Mike?
Wait, I just thought of one. Shit.
Oh, wow. They come in and then they disappear. You gotta get it back again.
All right, give me 10 seconds. What was it?
9.
No, don't count. I won't think of it.
6.
Motherfucker.
RoboCop 2.
I said young Adam, right? Already. And,
yeah, did they do medium Adam and old Adam?
God damn it, I had it.
You got your lifeline too.
Oh, yeah, let's go to that.
Let's go
Katie,
to the lifeline.
Katie.
Adventures of Katie Sitting. What do you got for him? The Family Stone.
The Family Stone?
Yeah, Rachel McAdams.
Okay, thank you. Wonderful.
Well done.
Thank you, Katie.
You did
Sorry,
it.
Vanessa.
Mike is still alive, but we go to Vanessa.
Help me.
Oh, who's your Zach in the Habit?
That Thing You Do.
He says That Thing You Do, starring Charlize Theron.
Sorry.
Yeah,
love nice that one.
Yeah, That Thing You Do. Excellent. All right, so Mike and Vanessa are still in it. I don't have a lifeline, so I'm going to have to pull off some sort of miracle, some sort of Aeon Flux.
Oh!
Mm-hmm. Mike? Huh?
Oh, is it my turn?
Yeah, I said Aeon Flux.
Oh, okay. Reindeer Games.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes.
Oh, whoa.
Shit. You remember that? Yes, I did.
Ben Affleck doesn't remember that.
I know, he doesn't.
He's in, if Ben Affleck's in a Christmas movie, it's gonna suck.
Atomic Blonde.
Yes!
Whoa!
Holy crap, why were we sitting on that one? Damn, that's a good one. I might be in trouble here. I think I've done all my Tildas that I could think of. Penelope Cruz was in... I'm just going to say... Maybe this is wrong, but I'm going to say it, and hopefully it's right. Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl.
No.
Damn it. I know she's in one of them, but that's the first one. She's probably not in it till the second one.
I'm taking your time.
Yeah, but now you yelled it out. That helps the other players. So that's why I say, please don't do that.
Did you?
So, yes, she was in. Wow, that was like the fourth one. Took her that long to get involved. All right, Mike, what do you got?
All right, who are the four actresses again? Tilda.
Tilda Swinton, Charlize Theron,
Penelope
Cruz, and Rachel McAdams. Yeah. True Detective doesn't count for Rachel McAdams because that was on HBO.
Mm.
Yeah.
His face lit up.
Yeah, like I was giving him an answer.
We've done Vanilla Sky, right?
Yeah. This is tough. Really come down to it. It's just,
remember when I said Orlando and everyone was impressed?
Yeah.
That was
remember
cool.
That guy?
Yeah, you gotta remember those days.
Yeah.
Those good old days of Orlando.
I don't think
that might be it.
I think that's it, guys.
That's it.
I'm done.
Vanessa Gonzalez! Last person standing.
Yeah.
You won all the stuff for Zach.
You didn't. They had just said the Pirates of the Caribbean one. Nobody used that, right?
What's that one?
What is it?
On Stranger Tides.
Yeah.
What about it?
Nobody used that.
Correct, because it's been yelled out by an audience member. And Mike was playing fair, and he didn't just take that answer. And I appreciate that. Yeah.
No, I take this seriously, man.
Yeah, he takes it very seriously. He's
I had
a serious
texting me answers
loser.
And I fucking would not look at my phone.
That's what he was doing.
And I wouldn't look.
How did you know they were texting you answers if
because
you didn't
look at your
phone?
Because I felt it buzzing, and I looked at it afterwards.
It might be a family emergency. Oh, you looked at it afterwards?
After I put the microphone down, signifying that I am live out of the game.
All right. Well, this is gonna be a whole scandal. Okay.
Nobody
all
right.
It's like the movie
me.
Quiz Show.
Yeah, it really is. It's really gonna get me in a lot of trouble. But congratulations to
Yay,
Zach and the Habit. Here's your bag, buddy.
Sorry, Justin. We were close.
I mean, Doug Miller did his best.
I knew a lot more Tilda than I thought.
That's the trouble. This is best is not good enough. Doug Mellard, what?
I was just saying, I think we all, when it comes down to it, we all know more Tilda than we think we do, man.
Yeah, no, there was a good amount of Tilda action there. Should I do it? Should I ask the audience to yell out the ones we missed?
Close the team!
All right, go ahead. What are they?
Narnia!
Shit! Long shot with Seth Rogen.
Doctor Strange,
we said. Hancock.
Oh, right, yeah.
North Country.
Do not quote the ancient magic to me, which I was there when it was written.
North County. I called it North Country last time. Frida, Red Eye with Rachel.
Yes.
Avengers Endgame.
Oh, man.
Only Lovers Left Alive, that vampire movie with Tilda.
Well, now we just feel
100 million ways to die.
All About My Mother.
Wow, people are still saying them. It's endless. I love it.
Everybody, you guys, we are so stupid.
Everybody.
We're just the dumbest.
I'm not.
Well, you won, yeah.
Hey, could you shut up? People are still yelling from the audience.
Sorry.
Can't you respect the yelling
sorry,
from the audience?
Keep yelling.
What's going on? I do not know why they
I'm glad I didn't know that.
Zoolander 2 is the worst title. It's right there. Two-lander. Would have been a huge hit if they just listened to me.
Can someone just say Sahara one more time?
Sahara. Eurovision, good one. What?
Were those words?
What are you trying to say? Say it again.
Eurovision.
No, what was that ding dong thing? The song from Eurovision. All right. It's bad enough that you're still yelling out Eurovision, but we don't need songs from any of these movies. All right, Doug Mellard, what do you got to plug?
Of course, listen to Wide World of Doug's. And yeah! I'll actually be at the venue at 10 on Blue Moon, and I got a new album called I'm Worried About Me. Check it out. It's out everywhere.
Doug Mellard, ladies and gentlemen. Great job, buddy. We're going to make a Wide World of Doug's
tomorrow
while we're here together. We're going to make one, and it'll be available to listen to late tomorrow night. Vanessa Gonzalez. Hey.
I'm at the Green Jay after this.
Yes, let's all go right over there and watch her over there.
VanessaComedy.com. I have a podcast with my bestie Michael Folk called I'm Not Busy. And I have a comedy album named My Birthday's Tomorrow. So check that out.
The album's called My Birthday's Tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
My birthday's on Saturday.
No way! Yeah. Happy early birthday!
Yay. Happy birthday!
Thank you. Going to spend the day before your birthday just talking about that album all day?
Every year.
Mike McCray, what's going on with you?
Well, I'll be at the Sunset Room here in about 45 minutes if you want to come see me do stand-up. You can follow me on Twitter at Mike McCray Mike, and you can hear me every week on the Jimmy Dore Show online on YouTube, and you know that's probably it for right now.
That's plenty.
All right.
Yeah, good job. Douglas Movie's going to be at Zany's in Nashville on November 14th. And let me ask. We have a second here. Let me ask my panelists if any of you have a favorite last line from a movie, because every episode of Doug Loves Movies now, I close it out with a line from a movie, and I've done some really obscure and weird ones, because most movies just sort of end on a, you know, they don't end on a great line necessarily. But do any of you have, like, it's not even something people think about that much. Does anybody have a favorite
line?
Is there a last line in Pete's Dragon?
Trying to think of the last line.
Is it like, oh, damn, I can't believe that dragon is dead?
Trying to think of the last line in Roadhouse. But he just jumps in.
Oh,
naked.
No, the last line in Roadhouse is a bear fell on me.
Is it?
That's the last thing somebody says, yeah.
Oh, wow, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's a great one. That's a great last line. Because he's saying it to the cops as they put him in the car.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, a bear fell on me. And then the credits start to roll.
Swayze jumps in naked.
Yeah. Do you have one, Vanessa?
I don't think I remember any last line.
Right, it's not something people necessarily think about.
Yeah.
Mike?
I think they're like trying to. They just haven't seen this movie in so long. Where he's just like, have you ever seen Gallipoli?
Yeah.
Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson. Like then they keep repeating that thing like fast as a leopard, something. And then like he just says it over and over, and then he just gets fucking shot. Spoiler alert. But
so you think his last line of dialogue is that, and then he gets killed, and then the movie's over?
Yeah, I seem to remember that being the case.
Holy shit.
It's been so long that I can't be sure about it.
I'll look into that. Let me write that down. G-A. And then
I think the last line in Selena is, I shot my best friend.
No way, really?
I think so. And then it goes into the montage of her. The real Selena.
Right.
Yeah.
Just, I shot my best friend. Boom. Cut to black.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Spoiler.
I picked out a line from a motion picture to close out tonight's show that is, we'll see if anybody can figure out what it is after I say it. Thank you once again to Moon Tower, to Antones, to Doug Mellard, Vanessa Gonzalez, Mike McCray, everybody for coming out. It's the first night of Moon Tower. I hope everybody has a great, great time this week. I'm opening for Chris Tellez, is recording an album one night. I'm opening for him, and Doug Loves Movies is back on Saturday, and I'm doing a set at the Parish on some night. Friday night. Anyway, as always, well, ma'am, if I see him, I'll sure give him the message.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him.